Hello, Vern. How you doing?
Good.
Vern, my name is Mario. I'm one of the associates here in the finance team. We handle pricing for the services that we offer. I know you spoke to Dan, one of our agents, and you're in the business of concrete, Vern. Here, I'm gonna skip the whole mumbo jumbo and talk to you, Turkey. I overheard you on the phone when I came in the line. I mean, I just want to make sure that at some point you do see and understand the value of, being on that first page of Google, because it's definitely a game changer for companies. I know that you were stating that the best thing to do is to be able to know how much your competition is charging so you can work with that. I can, disagree with that, right? But, we're in the field of, doing the marketing for the company and exposing you to the right clients so you can stay busy, right? So our company name is Local Splash. We've been doing this for 20 years, Vern. We had a position that opened up. We're looking to get that filled in there in Cheyenne. And what we do is that we would put you alongside of the competition, right, to the guys that are the ones capitalizing on all the work when people are searching for the work that you do, right? You would come up,
There's a bunch of them here.
Make Henry Sunson Concrete, Crowell, Morandin Concrete, Melendez Concrete, Richardson's Construction.
They just sell the concrete, them guys you mentioned. They don't lay it. Knife River lays it. There's another one.
Top Notch Concrete.
Yeah, there's Top Notch. He does good work.
Here's the difference, Vern. Those guys are on that first page of Google, and that's why they're keeping busy. Because when people are searching, they're the ones coming up on the first page of Google. And here's the reality, man. I'm not going to sit here and waste your time, and I'm sure you're not here to waste mine. If you are not exposing the company, if you're not exposing Vern's Concrete to the right clientele, you're missing on a big piece of pie, brother. That's what it comes down to. Google is now the gatekeeper of the world when it comes to getting jobs on the internet, right? So what do we offer? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, what do you offer?
Bottom line, we put you on the, let me just say what's included so you understand. We put you on the first page of Google. We put you on the social media side of Facebook, right? So we run ads for you. It's like commercials. We put you on Bing, B-I-N-G. We put you on Apple. We even place you on Yelp. If you wanted to be placed on the Better Business Bureau, we put you on there as well. You already have a website. How is the website working for you?
I get more calls from Angie's List in the West Google website.
And Angie's List, all Angie's List is a third party vendor, right? They buy the leads from Google and they sell them over to you. So since we are a premier partner to Google, what you would be doing is simply cutting out the middleman, right? The clients will call you directly. They're not going to call Angie's List. And then Angie is no longer, you don't have to be paying a percentage, right? We don't charge a percentage of whatever you get. And our monthly rate, here it is. You said if it was something affordable, you would consider. And let me tell you just very straight up, Vern. Our monthly rate is $249 a month, sir. Right? No matter how many leads are generated, you're only paying $249. The only thing you do pay the first month.
Yeah, the thing that you pay the first month is $99 programming charge with your first month of service. But every month is $249 a month. Whether you get 30, 40, 50 leads, you're not paying separately for them. You're only paying $249 monthly, Vern. That's all you're paying. You know, you're not, we don't work like Angie's List or Home Advisor or all these third-party vendors.
And how many months am I obligated for?
Are you ready for that?
Winter comes and I'm out of work. It don't matter how much advertising you do, you ain't going to get no work when the ground's full.
Are you ready for me to tell you how many months you're obligated to pay?
Yeah.
Zero, right? This is a month-to-month service, Vern.
You paid it. Done. That's it. If you do that, that's what I wanted to hear. These other motherfuckers try to take my credit card and fucking try to do stupid shit like that. No,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh, Vern. I just didn't expect you to say
that. I laughed at him. They got lucky, but they owed me two more months, and they're out of there because they think they're going to take my credit card and just charge me every month without my permission. They're full of shit.
No.
You know, winter time, not paying for more advertising because it don't do no good.
Vern, let me
tell
you something.
Most of the time, I'll go to Vegas or somewhere warm and do my concrete. Get the hell out of here. You know?
Well,
I don't have to do lately because I do a lot of remodeling, but yeah, it's a rat race with some of them.
I'm going to shoot you straight, man. We've been doing this 20 years, and it's not by ripping anyone off for $250, man. That's not how we roll. You know, we are a premier Google partner, man. So you'll see the difference. I mean, you're not going to, in my opinion, there'll be no use for you to continue using Angie's List. You know, it just a difference.
Yeah, I plan to get rid of them. They're already gotten rid of. I just got to use up what they owe me. And I'm done. Yeah, but they think they're slick. I had to go change my damn credit card and get a new one because they think they're going to obligate me to stay on that shit. And, you know, they ain't so bad, but it's the clientele they got. The people that go with that Google, that Angie's List, they're... I don't know where they're from, but there's some penny-pinching mother. I'm telling you. I don't realize concrete's gone up, everything goes up, and I'm supposed to make pennies. I went and bid a swimming pool for someone on Angie's List just a few days ago. I told them it'd be about $70,000.
Okay.
She says, what? She tells me, take a digit off it and I'll let you do it. I said, you're crazy. You're crazy. This is tying all the steel in the pool, blow-nighting it, putting the pool decking around it, all that shit. And they're penny pinchers, I'm telling you.
So they were still haggling you on the price?
Oh, I told her now when you could come up with $70,000 and I'll take half down. You'll be calling me back.
All right. Vern, what's your last name, bro? Is your first name V-E-R-N?
Yeah.
All right. What's your last name, brother?
Ellison. E-L-L-E-F-S-O-N. It's Gavacho, but I'm Spanish.
Ellison, E-L-L-E-S-S-O-N.
No, E-L-L-E is in Edward, F is in Frank, S is in Sam, O-N.
Oh, got you. Ellison, how do you say that?
Ellison.
Ellison, gotcha.
Okay. Hey, you said that word gabacho pretty good, man. You speak Spanish, man?
Yeah. All my family's Spanish. It's the dad's side that Italian. They're the white side.
Yo también, mi familia. Yeah, mi familia es mexicana from Mexico, brother.
Yeah.
What's your email address?
417 Rachel Road.
No, your email address, brother.
Oh, it's my name, Vern Alliston, 85. @gmail.com.
Okay. Vern Alliston 85 @gmail. Alright. gmail.com. Perfect. 417 Rachel Road, Cheyenne, Wyoming 82007.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, when we put you on that first page, Vern, what time did you want it to say that you are open from? Monday through Friday, what time to what time?
Monday through Saturday.
Oh, through Saturday, okay.
Yeah, that's when I like to do my bidding, but Saturday and Sunday. But, I work Saturday.
Okay, what times?
Six to six.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay, perfect. And then how many miles did you say you're willing to travel for work, Vern?
Right now in the midst of summer, I won't go over a couple hundred.
Okay.
100's better, but...
Okay. Are you licensed and insured, Vern? Sorry for the question. We just have to verify.
Well, yeah. Licensed and insured and good standing with the state and county. And
okay.
I ain't got a badge and write-up in my whole life.
And I know that sounds like...
I did get. Uh-huh. Carol.
Okay.
Yeah. Pour it out and report it.
Okay. You want to keep your website, or did you want us to make you a new one, Vern?
What's wrong with my website?
No, there's nothing wrong whatsoever. I looked at it. It's pretty legit. It's pretty nice. But I mean, if you wanted a new one, that's an availability you have.
Nah, just a little bit.
Okay. And I know this sounds like a silly question, but preferred language English, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you speak Italian now, Bert?
No, it's just like Spanish, so a lot of the words are pretty close.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never heard the Spanish. I mean, the Italian, actually, to be quite frank. Okay.
Really? There's a restaurant in Vegas. It's called Buco di Beppo.
Oh, and I know Buco di Beppo. I've been there.
Yeah. That's a good Italian pizza joint. They got everything Italian shit, though, there.
That place is really good, bro. I love that spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, I got to secure the account, Vern, in case you ever call us or we call you. We need... your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name? You get to choose one of those three questions.
My mom's maiden name is Mabel Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
Mabel.
And what else did you do? Yeah. Martinez, born in Mexico. M-A-B-E-L. I don't know if she used two L's or one. I think one L.
Okay, I just put a one. Mabel Martinez. Perfect.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me verify that here.
The middle initial was Marie, I believe.
What part of Mexico was she from, do you know?
Yeah, more... the mountains, beautiful up there. I go up there almost every year. See our old land. We had a bunch of land up there. I was born and raised there quite a few years of my life.
That's awesome, man. So your dad is Italiano then, huh?
Yeah. Shit, I ain't talked to that bum since I was a kid. He lives in Iowa. Believe it or not, he's still alive. But, yeah, my mom's gone now. That's one, yeah.
Sorry to hear that, man. I lost mine about 15 years ago.
Yeah, me too. Mine was before I got locked up. That was quite a while back.
You were busted, brother? Where were you busted at, man?
Wyoming, Cheyenne.
Oh, man, how much you do? How long you do?
I was supposed to do 20, but Trump got me out in about 12 and a half. Just for, it was serious because I sold drugs to someone and they overdosed on them.
Oh, okay.
They gave me 20. Yeah. And I did 12 out of 20, thanks to Trump.
Hey, look at you now, man, running a business. That's awesome, Don. That's pretty solid, brother.
Yeah, I ain't been paying for shit going on 19 years.
There you go. More power to you, man. I really mean that because yeah. I know the struggle is real, man. That's for sure.
Hell yeah, yeah. People don't realize that. But they don't realize neither. A lot of these guys want to keep going back. You know, I'm already done with my probation there in a couple months, thank God. But I got friends. They come out and they go right back. Do they like?
It's a big cycle, man. You know what? I know I had a lot of homeboys too back in the days. Just couldn't find the way, man. Just couldn't find the way out of the whole cycle, man. Mm-hmm.
It's hard, you know, I know it's hard, especially with an opiate addiction. That was my addiction, but when you verse it and you got people telling you what to do in there like they do, and the freedom that you lose, everything you find, it's horrible that they treat you so awful in there. And then you get out, criminal too. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was easy for me to get work when I got out because I'm a good cement man. And I got companies I worked for in the past, they still knew me and put me right on. Because I started with Knife River when I first got out and how I got all my tools.
Hey, how did you do it to get your own company going, man?
Working on my credit, working for Knife River, buying tools. The pawn shops a lot. I got a lot of my tools from pawn shops. Got me a 30-foot trailer, and I bought me a new troweling machine, then two troweling machines, then a plate tamper. And, you know, little by little, year by year, I've been doing my own business for 3 years now. But before I went to prison, I was doing concrete. So a lot of stuff I had, like have hundreds of pans still tucked away at my sister's and, you know, laser screed and shit like that. So I didn't have to buy exactly everything, but I did have to get my license, insurance, keep my probation officer happy, do my probation. And for when I first started out, shit, I was on house arrest, so I had to report everything every day.
You're on parole?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. 3 more months.
That's good for you, man. Good stuff, brother. You know what? I'm going to help you, man. I'm going to definitely be working with you and get this Vern's Concrete, at least during the time that, you know, for these few months that you have going until it dies down. Let's get you busy, man.
Right on. Thanks.
Sounds awesome. You know, I really appreciate that story, brother, because I come from a background of a pretty tough upbringing, man. You know, I will tell you more in detail, but the call is being recorded, Vern, so I can't really get much into it. I'm sure you understand. It's all good, brother. You know, you've been through the system. You know how it works, man.
Yeah.
All right, brother. I'm here at the portion, 417 Rachel Road. We have everything down. Tomorrow, you're going to get a call from our IT department. They're the guys that are going to, you know, get your license number and get all the information that is needed so they can, you know, start putting the business and creating the information to get you on the first page and to get the Facebook ads running and all that fun stuff. They're going to call you tomorrow. It does take about 30 to 40 minutes. So what time tomorrow do you have available where you can spare about 30 to 40 minutes, brother?
Can it be after this time, like 6 maybe, 5? Is that too late?
All right, hold on. Let me double check, see if I have it all right. Hold on. All right, I have one available for 5 o'clock, brother. Does that work?
That works.
All right, hold on. Okay, make sure you get that phone call tomorrow, Vern. It's important. It's going to be the operations team. You know, I don't want anything delaying what we're doing here, brother. Like I said, I'm going to give a follow-up. You know, I normally don't do that because that's not my job, but I'm going to, huh?
Right on. Thanks.
Yeah,
how long
no worries.
Will this take to get? It don't take too long?
No, not, because we're a premier partner to Google, Vern, you should be on that first page in about, I would say, here, let me look at the time frame here. To get you on the social media end, that's going to take us about 2 weeks. And then to get you on that first page, you're looking at about 45 days, and that's only because we are a premier partner. If we were not a premier partner, you'd be looking at about 120 days, just so you know.
Okay, because something would run out on me.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you were going with that, so I'm going to be, don't worry, brother, I got you, man. All right, Vern, and then as far as the payment goes, how did you want to take care of that? We do take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
Dude, my card.
All right. Whichever one, you know, let me know what it is so I know, because I have to click on here whether it's MasterCard, Visa, or Amex.
Are we going to do that now?
Yeah, whenever you're ready, brother.
Premier?
Yeah, but is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's got the MasterCard emblem on it.
Okay, yeah, so it's going to start with a number. It's going to start with the number 5 whenever you're ready.
5178.
Okay.
0069.
Okay.
6142.
Okay.
8960.
Expiration.
1 of 27.
And then the last three on the back.
908.
All right, brother, stand by while I verify this information. Give me 1 second. Okay, perfect. And you have access to the email lounges that you provided me, correct?
Yep.
All right, because I'm going to send all the confirmations there. So give me 1 second. Yeah, man, and that whole Angie's List, brother, I'll tell you this, and I'm not just saying this to say it to you, brother. Get rid of it, man. You're paying that for, you know, you're paying... I don't want to say much.
I know,
because just, I'm just going to tell you, just you, there's no need for you to pay it, bro.
I know, that's ridiculous. I should have known better. My wife's about to slap me stupid.
sorry for laughing, brother. Okay, there we go. Keep in mind that the monthly service is $249, so that's going to be a flat fixed rate. The only thing you pay this month is the base programming fee with the first month, which is $99. So just keep that in mind. But every month, you're paying $249. Okay? And then I have to read this to you, which is a voice verification. I'm sure you understand. It's just to make sure that we have everything right because the call is being recorded. Before I process the payment, Vern, I have to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason, because we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection for you, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor, ask me to review it for you, and I'll be more than happy to rephrase it. I just want to make sure we have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of the business?
Vern's Concrete.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Vern Allison, owner of V.E. Vern's Concrete.
Thank you, sir. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of this company?
The master.
I know, such a silly question, but I never had that answer. I'm the master. Okay, I'll take it, brother. Are you an
authorized... I'm the master of concrete.
Well, you know what? Once everything is said and done and I'm able to go online, I'm going to look at your work and then I'll let you know my opinion on it. So, are you an authorized user on the billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, you may get calls from other companies that is not Local Splash. This is why we provided that security question. So whenever it's us calling, we will ask you to verify it. And if you call us, we will ask you to verify it as well. Do you also agree, Vern, to be responsive? The security question. Mabel Martinez.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails that come from our company?
Yeah.
Okay. Calls will come from an 877-635-6225 customer service number. We ask that you save that number under Local Splash in your contacts. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Basically, if you do marketing outside of what we're doing for you to keep us in the loop. Okay. Your initial payment would be today, July 15, in the non-refundable amount, which is a total of $348. Keep in mind, next payment, which would be August 15,
your monthly payment is $249, okay? You may discontinue this because it's not a contract at any time by calling the 877-635-6225 number. By the way, I'll text you from that number so you can save the number, Vern. We ask you to speak to a live representative. If you ever did want to cancel, which I don't think you do, Vern, but you do have that right, we ask that you simply give us a call 3 days prior to the 15th, which is your renewal date, okay? And then lastly, do you understand and agree to the renewal and the cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, brother. Well, welcome to Locals Flash. I think, you know, and I really mean when I say this, man. I'm going to give follow-up to your account. I'm looking to definitely get you, at least put you in a spot where you're going to be busy, brother. I mean, I think that's what you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
You know, so
don't worry,
man. I got you, my brother. Hold on. Let me just make sure everything goes up. You're going to get an email in about 5 minutes, Vern. The email is going to say, this is your invoice. You know, welcome to Local Splash. When you get a chance, open up that email, and then on the bottom portion of that, you're going to see two little squares on the bottom. One's going to say that you give us permission to text you when we need to, and the other one says that you agree to the terms and conditions, which is, you know, what me and you went over today. And then on the bottom of that, it's just you're going to type in your name and send it back. It's really simple. When you get a chance, you don't have to do it right now. Just get it done.
Hey, and then, I'm going to have my lady do it that way.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, just tell her, hey, can you make sure we get the terms and conditions back over tomorrow? So that way when we call you at 5 p.m. tomorrow, you're squared away. But, Vern, you're all set on my end, brother. Welcome to Local Splash. Like I said, I think you're going to be pretty satisfied with what we'd be able to do for you. Hopefully, you know, we're able to keep you a little bit longer than just the summer if work seems to be flowing okay. But, you know your line of business, you know. But, like I said, man, it's been a pleasure, and I really mean that, Vern. You know, we'll give you a call tomorrow, 5 p.m., and then, like I said, stop paying other things you don't got to pay for, brother. You don't need to keep wasting your money, brother.
Right.
We got you.
Right on.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Vern. Talk to you tomorrow, 5 p.m.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Yeah.